You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Last week, the Green Party's Timothy Paul made comments about police presence in Wellington, particularly how increased police activity made some feel unsafe. She also noted some discriminatory and harmful behaviour from police officers towards Wellington's homeless population. These comments, presented at a panel hosted by the University of Canterbury's Greens and Peace Action Ōtautahi, were Paul restating feedback she had received from her constituents in Wellington Central. The response to some of the Paul's comments was extremely critical from all sides of the political spectrum, involving feedback such as insane from Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, unwise and stupid from Labour leader Chris Hipkins, and just weird from ACT Party leader David Seymour. The comments and their responses led to a series of articles across all major New Zealand news networks. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I ask MP Tom Rutherford about the substance of Timothy Paul's comments and whether the seemingly disproportionate reaction is appropriate. So I wanted to start off today with recent comments by Green MP Timothy Paul talking about some of her constituents' view on police officers. She noted that some members of the public felt uncomfortable or less safe with increased police presence in Wellington. Is this an issue the government is willing to look into?
I have to be honest, Castor, I was really disappointed with Timothy Paul's comments last week regarding our New Zealand police force. I've got a brother that's a police officer in Christchurch. I couldn't be prouder of him putting his body on the line every day to protect and keep our communities safe. Our police on the beat who are out and about in our local communities, whether it's in Wellington Central or Auckland Central or across our cities and towns across New Zealand, do a fantastic job. They create a really good public presence, maintain public safety and ultimately protect New Zealanders in whatever situation they find themselves in, and they help protect businesses and store owners as well. And so I just want to say, on the record, I'm really grateful to our New Zealand police, and I was really disappointed with the comments made by Timothy Paul last week.
And if we're looking at the comments, though, I think the main thing that's being addressed there is that for many of Aotearoa's marginalised communities, the police may not represent safety as much as they may represent, you know, ideas like violence or oppression. Certainly, there are multiple historic reasons for several communities to distrust the New Zealand police force. Is this something that the government is keeping in mind?
No, I think ultimately we back our police and the work they do is fantastic. I thought Timothy's comments last week were absolutely shocking, but also not really that surprising. And most of the feedback I get from constituents in my Bay of Plenty electorate is that cops on the beat are fantastic. Can we have more of them? They help keep our community safe. I feel safer with having the police around than not having them around. And so I'm unapologetically a big backer of our New Zealand police. They do a fantastic job.
Is the government, I guess, willing to look at the varied opinions on this issue, or are you quite sold on this idea that you've expressed here?
I think the government's pretty sold on our position that we back the New Zealand police. They do a fantastic job. We had a law and order issue in this country. They're doing a great job in helping restore law and order. We're giving them the tools they need to do their job, and they do a fantastic job at that.
Timothy Paul's suggestion to address the issues that she raised is improved police training and diversification of response, with some situations calling for social workers and psychologists instead of police officers. What's the government view on these suggestions, and could we see them implemented moving forward?
Yeah, we have made some pivots in some places for the operational way the police work, and I do have to be careful around decisions made by the police are operational in a lot of cases and not appropriate for me to dive in specifically on it. But a prime example is if you call 111 for someone that is committing suicide or has said they're going to commit suicide, for example, and take their own life, often the response you get in New Zealand has been that the police are the ones to go. And it's actually not a crime-related incident for the police to respond to, but a mental health-related incident. And so we've garnered up the tools to ensure that in a lot of those cases you get a mental health response rather than a crime response from the police, ensuring we get, say, mental health responders to be there to help assist the person in that situation rather than just sending the police in. So, yes, we are prepared to look at alternatives on case-by-case basis of situations. But ultimately, it always comes down to what resources have we got available, what funding have we got available, and we know the police are always going to be there to help keep our community safe. I myself, for example, have been a volunteer firefighter for Fire and Emergency in New Zealand, so I know what it's like when the phone rings and you've just got to put down whatever you're doing, turn out and go to your job, and we all do it just to keep our communities safe and to make New Zealand a better country.
Mm. In the response to Timothy Paul's comments, we saw members of the National Party, including Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, using terms like insane, outrageous and load of rubbish. Is this really the kind of attitude or rhetoric we should be taking towards MPs relaying the views of their constituents?
Yeah, absolutely, because I actually thought Tamitha's comments last week were absolutely shocking, but I also wasn't surprised by them. And so, yes, it's okay for members of Parliament to have differing points of view and for members of Parliament to critique the other points of view given by other MPs. That's absolutely the nature of being a politician and being involved in politics. And I think what Tamitha may have been saying was representative of some of those constituents in her electorate, but the comments the Prime Minister and the comments I've been making today are the comments that I hear from most of my constituents in the Bay of Plenty and from most people across New Zealand. They think the police do a fantastic job, and we shouldn't be hearing fewer of them on the beat. We should have more of them to help keep our communities safe.
Right. You say that MPs should be able to critique the arguments from other MPs, and obviously that's an important part of having a functional democracy. However, the comments I brought up, you know, insane, outrageous, this seems less like critique and more an insult on character or the kinds of comments. Should we really be bringing up these kinds of emotive language or maybe having a more civil conversation about the actual contents of what Timothy Paul brought up?
I don't think the Prime Minister, when he said that Tamitha's comments were insane, was he saying that Tamitha herself was insane? He was saying the comments she has made are insane. And so I think you've got to be very careful that line you walk there around, were the comments made by the Prime Minister related to Tamitha's comments or were they referring to Tamitha directly? And I think you've got to be very careful around which way you interpret what the Prime Minister was saying. I think he was quite clearly relaying that the comments made by Timothy Paul around the way police work on the streets and the way they operate on the beat and things, he was relaying his thoughts on her comments to that specifically.
And you believe that's a reasonable distinction to make, even when it's relayed through layers of press media and people will be interpreting that in their own time?
Absolutely. The Prime Minister responded to questions from the journalists and he gave his response, and I 100% support what he said.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about public attitudes towards police officers in Aotearoa in response to Timothy Paul's recent comments. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.